WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I talked about one type of satellite imagery coming from the GOES satellites, infrared imagery. So this week, let's move on to visible satellite pictures, probably the second most used type of satellite view. But before I do, it's interesting to note that the geosynchronous view from space coming from the GOES satellites has only been around since the first GOES launch in October of 1975. Visible satellite images present clouds using the visible part of the spectrum. The display is similar to what you and I would see with our naked eyes peering out of the window of an orbiting spaceship, except that most of these images come in black and white. One of the distinct advantages to visible satellite imagery is the ability to distinguish low-lying fog and stratus, which IR imagery may not detect. Of course, there is a caveat that the foggy areas are not obscured by higher clouds. Visible imagery can also identify terrain features, such as lakes and different vegetation regimes. This feature is useful in identifying high thin cirrus, which may be opaque on IR imagery, but through which the terrain surface may be easily identified on the visible imagery. Now, visible imagery is also valuable for detecting smoke plumes, dust, and thin layers of volcanic ash, all of which are usually too warm to be easily seen on infrared imagery. Unfortunately, visible images are only available during the day when the sun illuminates the features. Also, the common black and white color scheme makes it difficult to separate fog and stratus fields from areas that are snow-covered but basking under clear skies. Next week, I'll take a look at a couple of additional image types that also offer assistance in unraveling the atmosphere. Now, if you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.